Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Wednesday, December 6, 2017 is Halifax Explosion. The Halifax Explosion was a maritime disaster in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada, on the morning of December 6, 1917. SS Montana Blanc, a French cargo ship laden with high explosives, collided with the Norwegian vessel SS Imo in the Narrows, a strait connecting the upper Halifax harbor to Bedford Basin. A fire on board the French ship ignited her cargo, causing a large explosion that devastated the Richmond district of Halifax. Approximately 2,000 people were killed by the blast, debris, fires or collapsed buildings, and an estimated 9,000 others were injured. The blast was the largest man-made explosion before the development of nuclear weapons, releasing the equivalent energy of roughly 2.9 kilotons of TNT. 12,000 gigajoules. Montana Blanc was under orders from the French government to carry her cargo of high explosives from New York via Halifax to Bordeaux, France. At roughly 8:45 a.m., she collided at low speed, approximately 1 knot, 1.2 miles per hour or 1.9 kilometers per hour, with the unladen IMO, chartered by the Commission for Relief in Belgium to pick up a cargo of relief supplies in New York. The resulting fire on board the French ship quickly grew out of control. Approximately 20 minutes later at 9:04 and 35 seconds a.m., the Montana Blanc exploded. Nearly all structures within an 800-meter, half-mile, radius, including the entire community of Richmond, were obliterated. A pressure wave snapped trees, bent iron rails, demolished buildings, grounded vessels, and scattered fragments of Montana Blanc for kilometers. Hardly a window in the city proper survived the blast. Across the harbor, in Dartmouth, there was also widespread damage. A tsunami created by the blast wiped out the community of the Mi'kmaq First Nation who had lived in the Tufts Cove area for generations. Relief efforts began almost immediately, and hospitals quickly became full. Rescue trains began arriving from across eastern Canada and the northeastern United States, but were impeded by a blizzard. Construction of temporary shelters to house the many people left homeless began soon after the disaster. The initial judicial inquiry found Montana Blanc to have been responsible for the disaster, but a later appeal determined that both vessels were to blame. There are several memorials to the victims of the explosion in the North End. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 3:20 UTC on Wednesday, December 6, 2017. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Halifax Explosion. This podcast is produced by Abulus May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Abulus May Productions also produces a current events podcast, Curmudgeon's Corner. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Justin. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day. Please visit wikioftheday.com for our archives and sister podcasts. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes and tell your friends to listen as well.